three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde, Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher, live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at Radio City. This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance on 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
The back to back Jack from AmFam, Jerry Kelly, back to back titles. Edition.
Josh Strick made a charge, though. He wasn't my Steinhoff, but he made a charge.
So did Andy North.
What did he shoot at the end? What did Andy end up shooting?
A score that was not good enough for him, being the competitor that he is, and the guy that we love, edition. The We're Back Where We Belong edition, which means we're not in the same place.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Thank God.
Yeah, you're annoying, Jason. No offense.
You are absolutely perfect, and there's
Thanks.
Nothing annoying about you at all.
Thank you.
Edition.
Nice.
The Bucks have evened the series. Let me correct myself. I can't wait for the series to start because everyone's won on their home floor.
This series may never start and it may never finish. It'd be the weirdest thing ever, according to old George.
Can you believe the Suns-Nuggets series ended and this series hasn't even started yet?
It's
crazy.
Yeah.
Wacky.
You're a complicated fella, Jesse. Edition of Wilde and Tausch. On 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, and of course on the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app, which allows you to get our podcast where you get all your other podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. I keep putting it on my to-do list to investigate other places you can get it, but I haven't done that yet. But listen to us at your convenience. And right now, do it both. I'm Jason Wilde back in Green Bay, where the Packers will have their final open OTA practice tomorrow. Jesse Nelson is back in the Park Bank ESPN Madison studio. And back is in his undisclosed location. I spent two consecutive days with him, and that was enough for him. I would do it every day if I could.
There you would.
Including tomorrow if you want to swing by. It is our Packers Hall of Famer. It's Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Jason. Great weekend. If you're a Wisconsin sports fan, this was a let me put it to you this way. If you are a 10U Sun Prairie Cardinal baseball fan and a Wisconsin sports fan, you can't have a better weekend than we just saw. You can't.
So I know that you don't permit screenshotting of your likeness, name, image, and likeness
yep.
to be shared on social media.
What about starting July 1st?
That maybe. Maybe then.
I'm wondering if you could stand up. Are you wearing like Sun Prairie Cardinals pants or
no.
shorts too?
Nope.
Because you got the hat, you got the shirt. That's about as far as
yeah,
I want to go into your wardrobe.
Week. Jason, it was a good weekend. We were tested again. We answered the bell. So the weekend, we had a nice tournament down Milton. Milton is a sneaky, nice little town, by the way. Beautiful little ballpark. There's a train behind this fence. There's some really good little pubs that you can go eat and drink at in between. Fantastic weekend in Milton. One of the only Taco John's in the entire area is off that exit to come into Milton.
Look, love that Taco John's.
Love Taco John's. Some love.
Yeah, I normally don't, but you guys know I enjoy Taco John's. So,
potato lays, baby.
So we got it done. Good win down there over the weekend. Won the championship. Jerry wins again at the AmFam Champ, and we're going to hear from him here in a little bit.
Late charge, awesome.
Bucks win, Brewers sweep. What else could we possibly want? What a weekend for everybody.
Aaron Rodgers coming back to the team.
Yeah, but that it was never going to happen right there.
Okay. All right. You just asked what else we could possibly want. That would have been ideal as opposed to the president calling him a complicated fella and quoting a dead guy who can't explain what he meant when he said that in private.
That's good enough. Murphy getting in the mix. Hadn't heard from him in a bit.
We'll talk about this when we're not talking to Jerry Kelly. But of all the reasons why I think that that was an inappropriate thing for the team president to say, the number one reason is it was said by someone who was remarkably private, in private, and then shared after he is gone and can't further discuss it. For those of you that missed this story, this actually happened Thursday night. Came to light more on Friday. NBC 26 up here in Green Bay was the first to report it. And it kind of caught a little bit of wildfire thereafter, I would say. Mark Murphy speaking at an event, calling Aaron Rodgers a complicated fella, as Ted Thompson used to say. Not the greatest decision, in my opinion. We'll discuss that as the show goes on. So, Tausch, how much of the AmFam Championship did you get to see, whether it was in person when you and Sarah and the kids walked the course, or a little bit later on television or wherever it might have been?
Yeah, we watched almost all of Friday, and then Saturday didn't get to catch much of it. Saw the highlights, probably the last three or four holes. That was on the coverage. They aired it this morning, which was perfect for me. I didn't have to watch Get Up. I watched that.
Oh, you missed out on Get Up.
Yeah, Freddie Couples made a late charge. Jerry, I'll tell you what, and I'm not saying this. I love Jerry Kelly. I've known Jerry for a while. And this is something I've had a lot of talks about with, other kids and coaches. And one of the things that I think we're losing out is that grit. And that just determination that I'm going to get it done. I don't care what it's going to take to get it done, but I'm going to do it. And the fact that that's not listed in talent bothers a lot of people, myself included. It's like, well, this guy got it done because he was gritty. That should be just as important, if not more than as important, as those tangible things. Like, oh, you got your 40-yard dash. You got this. We always say you can't measure people, their heart at the combine, and you can't. But the fact that people, the grit and that toughness and the mental fortitude to be able to overcome things, that is as important, if not more, in sports. And it's not as prevalent as it used to be. It's just not. You could say, well, it's my generation. There's not the same amount. And when you have it, that talent's actually more important now than ever, because it even puts you on a higher stead when it comes to competition than what it would have been 10 or 15 years ago. That's how I look at it. And I thought what Jerry did yesterday, he finishes up Saturday, double bogey. Bogey's the first hole yesterday.
Right.
And he just found a way. And then to bury that, he hits a poor chip on 18, to bury an 8 or 9 footer with no hesitation. And then Freddie Couples misses his 6 or 7 footer. It was just, it really epitomized everything about Jerry Kelly. And that's why I thought it was fantastic. Really excited for him to now hold this title for three calendar years. He's going to hold this title.
So he is scheduled to join us coming up next, is our hope.
Yep.
I agree with everything you said about grit. My question is, do you think that's a talent or do you think that's a character trait that you can develop further?
Here's what I think. I think it is a character trait, but it needs to be viewed as a talent. Because it's not viewed as a talent. It's viewed as something like, there is a talent in someone that can say, you knocked me down 5 times, I'm getting up. Because most people don't. Most people just lay there and it's, shucks, that's what. It is getting, I firmly believe that it is a talent to be able to do what Jerry did yesterday. That is not something, yes, you can train yourself and you can, have a chip on your shoulder and you can have all this because you didn't have it the easy way. It is a talent, but it's one of those talents that I think you just have to continue, like any other talent, you have to continue to push and push to continue to get better and better at it.
Yeah, I just wonder if it's something that you start out, you either have it or you don't, And then can you cultivate it if you have it?
Pull that. I'm curious on what people think on that.
Or can you have a little bit of it, and then as you grow in terms of the person you are, can you increase it more?
Because, it's a great question.
I do believe that that is a... And I always love that, and I don't want to offend you, because I'm... Although now that I'm at a safe distance, maybe I do. But I always kind of thought that people who talk about grits or, you know, a high motor, that's another one of my favorites.
Coachable.
It's always like a way to make up for the fact that we don't think you're very talented, right? Yes. It's almost like a backhanded compliment, which I give out a lot on this
it's
show.
Not a, it is, it's not like it is a backhanded compliment.
I think it's a really important thing, and I hope that we are effectively instilling that in our girls, because there are always... Whatever it is, right? Playing sports, school, relationships, there's always adversity, and you have to have the grit to overcome it. So I totally agree with everything you said. I just wonder how that develops. We'll ask Jerry Kelly how it develops, because he has it. There's no debating that he has it. Does Aaron Rodgers have it?
That's a complicated question.
Well, some might say. You know what's not complicated?
I do.
Choosing the best windows in the business, and those belong, of course, to Gina Della.
Hello, warm summer sunshine. It's great right now, but in a few months, those chilly winds are going to be sneaking back through your leaky windows and doors, and that means it is time to upgrade with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Right now, choose 6 years, no interest financing, or 40% off any installation. But more than a pair of pretty offers, Pella Windows now lead Wisconsin and states across the country as number one for highest value, highest quality, highest innovation, and most preferred windows, according to a 2021 consumer survey. Instead of just a few lines and a bunch of standard sizes to fit most homes, Pella offers nine lines. Nine! With each one custom measured and made for your home's specific needs. And they're installed by Pella certified installers in as little as 1 day. Order by June 30th for your choice. 6 years, no interest financing, or 40% off any installation. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com/radio or give a call at 855-PellaWI. Certain restrictions do apply. See showroom for details.
So literally for months, we were looking forward to the AmFam Championship. In a couple of minutes, we'll talk to the AmFam Champion, Jerry Kelly, who wins the AmFam Championship for the second consecutive year that it was held, going back-to-back, interrupted by COVID. He is scheduled to appear next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Wildy and Tausch is presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
And they stay there! And they say yeah! So, and they stay there. Jerry Kelly's been a friend of our show and a friend of yours for a while.
Love Jerry.
How would you suggest that I phrase this grit versus talent, and is grit a talent, to him without ticking him off? Because I don't want to be on his bad side.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Here.
A ticked off Jerry Kelly, just like a ticked off Aaron Rodgers, those aren't bad things. You're going to get the best interview you get if you tick him off.
You think so?
Yeah.
Not if they don't like you while they're doing the interview. Like on the competitive, in the competitive realm,
a
ticked off Jerry Kelly, I don't want to mess with. On the radio,
Tell you something. You ain't ticking off Jerry Kelly.
He just won the AmFam Championship.
You think you're ticking him off today? You're crazy.
Well, to explain to us whether he's more gritty or more talented and which he'd rather be considered, because he was both yesterday, as he wins the AmFam Championship again, it is longtime friend of show, Jerry Kelly on Wildy and Tausch. Jerry, good morning. How are you?
What's up, boys? How you doing?
You think Aaron Rodgers could have competed on the senior tour with you? No, never mind. I'm not.
No.
At the same answer I got the last time. Perfect. Hey, how does it feel to win again in your hometown and be celebrating a second consecutive AmFam championship?
It's unbelievable. I mean, That was so cool. You know, I've never even come close to defending, and just to get it done here was even that much more special. Well, let's get back to that gritty versus talented stuff.
Yeah.
No. You want me to keep going on that?
All right. So Tausch brought that up to start the show.
And Jason, why I brought it up is because it is easy when you're smooth and everything goes well and you lead cover to cover. But, Jerry, you double bogey 18 on Saturday. Then you start out with a bogey. It's real easy just to say, it ain't my weekend. I won this already. But you didn't let that happen. And I don't care how great your golf swing is. That's a mental component. And I'll have these conversations with other coaches that is something, it gets overlooked constantly. But that in itself is a talent to be gritty like you were yesterday.
No, I appreciate it. And that's, I've never had that pure talent. I've got great talent at the bottom of the swing with my hands. To be able to do a lot of different things with a lot of different shots. But it doesn't look pretty. It doesn't look like talent. Because how I take it back or how I finish doesn't matter to me. You know, that's an afterthought. But at the bottom of the swing is where it counts. Now, I could have quit yesterday, but that bogey got me so jacked up. I mean, I was like, no, this isn't happening. I'm not going out like this. I wanted to at least put up a fight, and that's something I've had to do my entire career because it's never been pretty. But that's not the point. You just got to get the job done. Hasn't happened a ton for me, but you know, as I've kind of relaxed about it in my older years, it's coming to me more, which is cool. And then, you know, you go back and you go, boy, I wish I could have, you know, accepted it like this a long time ago. But you know, that's what created the beast too. So you got to appreciate everything that went into it too.
So, Jerry, I think Tausch and I are also looking at this from a parenting perspective of wanting to instill that kind of mentality in our kids when they compete. When you say that bogey to start got you jacked up and fired up, was there a time where it would have gotten you too jacked up and it may have been detrimental because you would have been overcompensated or tried too hard? Like, is there a fine mental line to figuring out how to use it properly to be a positive even when you make a hole like that?
Yeah, and you know, it's almost a week-to-week basis. you know, depending on how you feel that week, you know, a little bit too much can be too much. It is a fine line, and it's a fine line in teaching, as you guys know, that I always say, you know, sorry to say the words, but you can bitch about it, but you can't be a bitch. You know what I mean? I mean, it's kind of like you can get pissed, but you can't be pissy. There's all these kind of duality of that anger, and you've got to take the good out of it. Hey, it creates adrenaline. I need to use that adrenaline to my advantage. Some people get mad, and then they can't handle that adrenaline. They call that nervous. It's just adrenaline. I mean, and you got to be able to soak that up. And I love adrenaline so much. That's the competition. That's the competing that... It's important to have it, and sometimes if you don't, that's a way to drum it up, unfortunately, is you make a bogey because you kind of relax, and you're like, all right, let's do this. And then it's like, oh, what just happened? And it jacks you up. Sometimes you're jacked up, and that happens, and that's when it can go overboard. So it's kind of like, you know, manage the start, manage how you feel, and... You know when it's time to actually let it in. Know when it's time to just keep it at the same level, but using it, it's a constant state of awareness of it, I'd say. and what it is instead of just, oh, I'm feeling something. got to be able to use it.
So, Jerry, we saw, you know, you have obviously your great partners with Cologuard and Exact Sciences, your, that team in Madison, but your family. I saw the picture off the 18th green, your mom, who was able to be out there for most of the tournament and watching you. Obviously, your dad passed a while ago. How emotional was yesterday for you?
It was very emotional. It was so great, you know, to have her out there. The last year or two, she hasn't been able to get around at the golf courses. So I was so happy we were able to get her on a scooter so she could go the entire 18 and the entire tournament. It was fantastic. It's been a while since she made it the entire way. And, you know, I know my dad was looking down. I don't know how that ball went through the trees on 16, but that was definitely him.
Talking with Jerry Kelly, the AmFam Championship. Again, two in a row now with the COVID break last year. I'm going to just say you won three in a row because history will never notice. Before we shift gears to another gritty and talented guy that I know you're close with, I did want to ask you, you're what, 54 right now?
Yep.
Yes?
Yep.
So 17 years from now, when you're 71, are you going to do the Andy North and work your way around the course the way he did? And what was that like to watch Andy play and try to shoot his age throughout the weekend?
Yeah, I mean, you know how much he's meant to all of us Wisconsin guys and coming up. I mean, we wouldn't be where we are if he didn't post his wins and gave us the chance to look at it and say, well, I want to do that, or, you know, that's exactly where I want to be when I get there. He has deserved the right, you know, I mean, and he said that was his last one. I hope not, but, you know, that's going out right. And I don't know if I'm going to deserve that by the time I'm 71. I hope so, but I just appreciate the fact that he wanted to come in and compete. You know, it's six right. decades of competing out here. And, I mean, people don't realize. I mean, he's putting himself out there, you know, at 71. And I think he did awesome. He's so many surgeries. I know how broken the guy is, and he's still putting himself out there. You know, he's got a ton of heart. And I know he wanted to play better, but understand it's about him being there that means so much. So I appreciate the heck out of him.
Yeah, I love how competitive he still is, that he was, you could tell how angry he was that he didn't play better, even though the rest of us were just happy to see him play.
Yep, exactly.
Jerry, we've been doing an interview series that we're calling the former Aaron Rodgers teammate interviews. And since you guys have played together in pro-ams, you qualify. What has it been like to watch him and watch what's been going on as his friend? I don't know how much contact you've had with him. We're not trying to bait you into a headline story of Jerry Kelly says Aaron Rodgers is coming back. But what if, as a fan of his and a friend of his, what's it been like to kind of watch what's been unfolding here the last few months?
Oh, it's, you know, it's painful. And, you know, it's been unfolding the last couple years, you know, not the last couple months. But, it, you know, it's coming to a head now. And, boy, I hope they can work things out. You know, I want to see him in green and gold more than anything. You know, I made a point not to breach it. You know, I just want to be the friend. I want to support whatever he's doing. Want to make sure he's happy and you know, I want him to live his life the way he wants to live it. So, I mean, you know, it's hard to watch. I mean, I bleed green and gold, man. And, I want that man playing for the Pack, but I also want him to be happy. So It's a tough spot. It's a tough spot. I think if we had an owner, things would be very different. But, you know, since I'm an owner too, who knows what we've got to do to get this thing done.
I think we just stumbled onto what we need to do. Grit and talent taking over to make sure that this happens. We do know that while there's still uncertainty about what's going to happen in Green Bay, that he is going to be playing in the match with Mickelson and Brady and Bryson DeChambeau. Is he going to? Are you going to be his unofficial swing coach? How do you kind of view as he goes into this?
I tell you what, we've always said if I don't get to him early, I can't get to him close to the match. It's like I get way too in his head with my swing thoughts. So if I don't get him at least 2 weeks before, I can't come near him when it starts getting close to that match. But, his swing's looking better and better all the time. He's a gamer with the putter. He's got some good flop shots. He can definitely play, and his competitiveness. When we're talking about the grit, yep. I mean, that's what he's got. It's just he's going to find a way to get it done. So I think he can totally smoke Brady. That's definite. The only problem is when you got DeChambeau and Mickelson swinging it as hard as they are. Hey, Raj, please, just stay in your lane, bro. Stay in your lane.
Jerry, you think his competitive juices might try to keep up with Phil and Bryson, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Just make sure he doesn't start leaning on it and hit low hammers that kind of leak to the right. If he stays, centered and behind it, he's going to hit those high bombs. So that's what you look for right there.
Hope well, Jerry, the match is... The match is July 6th, so you're starting to get into the red zone for reaching out to him, so you better call him soon with your tips.
Oh, no, he's got to call me. I can't offer tips, man, because then you're the problem.
Yeah.
Well, that's fair. Jerry, you're not the problem for us. We always love it when you have time for us, especially after a big win like you had yesterday. Congratulations again, and we'll have you measure our level of grit on another visit, because I know Tausch is full of it. He's full of it on a number of levels, but he's full of grit for sure. And we appreciate you making time for us, buddy. Thanks.
Always. You got it, guys. Thanks for the talk.
That is Jerry Kelly, two-time AmFam champion after winning yesterday. So Freddie Couples made a run at him late, though.
He did. He was tied going to 18. He birdies, he wins. Freddie hit his approach long, left his chip about 5-6 feet by, and then he missed right edge. And that's what allowed Jerry. Jerry was watching in the clubhouse, had a saunter out afterwards to claim his trophy.
I did not want to ask Jerry if he thought Aaron Rodgers was a complicated fella. We will discuss what that means as the team president, who is not the owner, as he pointed out, says something like that at the end of last week. We'll talk about it next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Wilde and Tausch continues next on 94.5 ESPN, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
The way your fingers fit mine is 5 plus 5, not a rocket science. This day and time, that's hard to find, it's true. The road we're on in a traffic jam, it's a sunny drive on a piece of land. It's paradise as long as I'm with you. It's like 1, 2, 3.
Thanks to Jerry K. Kelly, your AmFam champ. Again.
Hey, Jesse, would you rather be gritty? Like, bet Jesse's a gritty producer, or he's a talented producer?
Oh, I'd rather be talented, because I think to be talented, like, talent gets you to the point where gritty often gets you. And then if you can be gritty and talented, you're the best.
Well, but, like my dad always said, talent outs. Talent outs everything.
Like, if you're a one-star recruit and you're gritty, you hope to get to the point where a five-star recruit is coming in.
Tausch, how would you answer your own question?
I would rather someone say that, man, he got every ounce out of him that he could.
I agree.
I would. The one thing you never want to be is a uber talented cat that blew it because you didn't have any grit and you didn't have any work
it out. Yep.
So, yes, I think on the surface, I would always take the talent because that, as Brad Childress used to say, gives you a chance to have a chance. But there's something about, you know, really working to accomplish things. I think it just feels better, but I think to Jesse's point, talent does give you inordinate amount of opportunity that you wouldn't get if you don't have it.
Yeah, I don't have any delusions about myself. I don't know if I have sufficient grit or talent, but I think I'd rather be considered gritty because it does imply that you're making the most of whatever meager talent you have.
There's a humbleness affiliated with being gritty. Yes, that's true. And that's why the combination of both is obviously best, because if you're working hard and you're naturally talented, you have a chance to be a superstar.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to be the one who squanders all the God-given talent by not maxing it out. Would you rather be complicated or simple?
Complicated. I'd much rather be complicated.
I think, isn't simple, like, not nice to
now,
say?
Now, simple is different because you could be simple, like, oh, he wears the same T-shirt, he's going to do the same things. But I think when people say, boy, he's a simple fella, that means you're dim. I look at it as from a dim standpoint.
And when you're a complicated fella, what does that mean?
That means you're a pain in the you-know-what. That's what they mean.
That's what it means, right?
Yeah.
That's exactly what Mark Murphy was saying. By quoting Ted Thompson instead of just saying it himself.
You know what I don't get about this?
I have a real problem with that.
I am guessing Mark Murphy didn't think this would get released. Like, I don't know if is the Channel 26 up there? Is that the channel that reported
this? Yeah, I don't know the particulars of what this event was. I just saw the Channel 26 story.
Because there is, you know, if you go to these things, you don't want to give canned blah answers because, you know, typically it is a friendly, friendly operation. You want to throw bones out because if it's a group of people that are supporters, you don't want it to just be, I'm going to answer this like I'm on Wildy's radio show. Like, that's not how he's going to do it. So I just wonder if that's your TV partner, if they maybe thought, they're not going to put this out there. Are we all family here? We're going to speak openly. Mark's got to know better than that because I can't imagine he's happy this is leaked.
He's the president of the team. Here is what Mark Murphy said during an event at Lambeau Field late last week in which he addressed, despite having publicly said, the less said publicly, the better, the Aaron Rodgers situation.
I'm often reminded, though, Ted Thompson, I think most of you know, just a great general manager, passed away this past year.
Earlier this year, often talked about Aaron that he's a and it wasn't just Aaron, a lot of different players, he would say, he's a complicated fella. So I'll just say that.
Tausch, I did have a few thoughts on this when it became public. When you hear this, what are yours?
I don't understand what he's doing. I just don't get it. He came out with that newsletter and said, less is more. Let's not talk publicly. Then he kind of talked publicly about Aaron. All right,
I
understand.
Same answer.
Yeah, the goofy part of that was that wasn't even any part of the question that he still went and answered. So he obviously wanted to get it out there. I think this is the case where you're in front of your crew and you're trying to provide some insight and have a little bit of, you know, throwing a little red meat out. I don't get what his mission is. And I just saw Dan Orlovsky's tweet that I sent to you guys. You wonder, you actually have to start wondering. He said, methinks, contrary to what they may say publicly, the Packers front office really, and it puts a bunch of L's and a bunch of Y's, my voice isn't up for it today, do they really want him back? Because if you're looking at this and seeing what he's saying, what is him saying that Ted Thompson, who is no longer with us, and everybody that knows Ted, Ted keeps things in-house. He keeps his hand close to the vest. He is not about putting things out there publicly from a contract standpoint, from a relationship standpoint. He irked you guys in the media because he never gave you anything. Players appreciated that. Then Mark Murphy does that. It's not helping. At the worst, it's not helping a bit at any of these scenarios. So then it gives fodder to the things Orlovsky's saying. Maybe Green Bay doesn't want it back. I don't think that's the case, and that's not what he's saying publicly. But why else would you say that? Because that's not, I don't think that's going to move the needle one way or the other. I think it's probably more nothing than anything. But what does it do? It keeps feeding this fire. It keeps giving oxygen to these flames. And when you want to tamp it down so that, you know, you have a month or two here to figure things out before training camp, feeding oxygen to a fire is not what you're looking for. And that's what Mark did that night.
So the questions that I asked over the weekend were these. What do you think the connotation is of calling Rodgers complicated? You already answered that. It's not a it's a complimentary thing. It's not, because there were those who responded to it by saying, "Well, I'd rather be called complicated than simple." Yeah, but this is also a dig. It's what it is. And he tried to pawn it off on someone who's not with us anymore. I'm not saying it. Ted used to say it. Secondly, when you write the situation with Aaron Rodgers has divided our fan base, what are you really saying? You're saying Aaron Rodgers has divided our fan base. And you said yourself, the less said publicly, the better. And now this is two instances in a week's and changes time where you've made a comment that has made headlines, whether it's written or spoken at an event. So I do wonder, Tausch, when you read Dan Orlovsky's take on this, if they're not so much, or if Ted, or if Mark is not so much interested in getting Aaron Rodgers back as he is in maybe winning the PR battle. Because these are things that paint the quarterback.
He's not winning the PR battle. Every time Mark is saying something, it's typically been looked at as, what is he trying to accomplish? And if what he's saying is trying to get Aaron Rodgers back, it hasn't been, that hasn't been the end result of his comments. So I understand it's a tough spot Mark's in, because he's got people that want him to do media. He's got events that he has planned that he has to go to. And this should show, again, when we asked about if Goody understood the ramifications of that draft pick, this is what happens. You don't get to dictate what you're talking about when you're the head of an organization like Mark is. And the time Domofsky was asking about that after an NFL owners meeting, and he didn't want to talk, that just shows you, maybe, do we understand the fallout and the gravity of this scenario? I don't know if I don't know how you could look at it and say, we got this covered. We got this figured out. I understand this is unique. This is an incredibly difficult situation for a fan, for an ownership group to kind of walk through, because you have the young guy. You have the guy that you want to keep around, but as he said, he's a complicated fella. I don't know what to bring Ted into it at all. I think if Mark had to do it again, he wouldn't. Because I don't think that there's no.
I think that was wrong.
That makes no sense. If he wants to say, listen, Aaron is a complicated guy, it is a complicated situation, we're working our best to try and figure it out, The complicated guy is going to still get headlines. But bringing Ted Thompson into it, I never thought – that just doesn't make any sense. I don't know what his point was when he did that.
Yeah, it's wrong. It's wrong. It was using someone who's not here as cover to make it sound like you're not really saying it. And I did. That really – I will admit that that bothered me more than even – look, if he thinks he's a complicated guy, that's fine. But he needs to chill.
He does. He does.
And there's only one way that we do that around here.
Oh, we did that a bunch this weekend again. Out at the AmFam Championship, had a Coors Light or two. I needed to chill. Winning a championship down in Milton. We celebrated responsibly. We had Coors Light. The mountains were blue, baby. And it was needed because it was about 90-some degrees. And when it's 90 degrees, you need it to be chilled. Born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado in 1978. Coors Light, refreshing, crisp, and only 102 calories. Celebrated responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
I want to take calls on this. Maybe there are those that don't, this doesn't bother them at all. Again, whether you're on the Rodgers side or the Packers side of this debate, I don't think this is helpful, no matter what side of this you're on. So what did you make of what Mark Murphy said? Does it bother you? Do you agree with him? There's lots of takes that you can have on this. We want yours. 844-770-3776, the talk and text line. And if you call, we will say that we talked to you. And if you text, we will say that you texted us. 844-770-3776. Where are you at on what Mark Murphy said about Aaron Rodgers? We'll take your calls next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
Somebody else gets me frustrated.
I'm often reminded of Ted Thompson, who, you know, just a great young manager, passed away this past year.
Earlier this year. Often talked about Aaron, that he's a and it wasn't just Aaron, a lot of different players, he would say, he's a complicated fella. So I'll just say that.
Wasn't just Aaron, it was a lot of different players. Really? That's Mark Murphy, an event at Lambeau Field, talking about Aaron Rodgers as a complicated fella. So on this panel, we agree that that is not intended to be a compliment, correct? We're on the same page?
Not in this case, no.
Okay.
It's not.
844-770-3776. Let's take your calls on this. Let's start with John in Fond du Lac. John, good morning. Welcome to Wilde and Tausch. How are you?
I'm fantastic, guys. Thanks for taking my call. That's the first time, and your show is the first time I actually heard what he said. And I think that over the weekend you saw Mark Murphy calls Aaron Rodgers complicated. You know, and you think, okay, here's the guy who came to control the fire with a glass of gasoline, which just seems stupid at this point. But I didn't ever hear the part where he said it was other players too. So, and I'm not saying this is the media's fault for how they report it. A little bit, because they want that, you know.
John, do you believe that? John, do you believe that? Do you believe that? Or is he trying to soften? Does he realize what he said there, and now he instantly tries to soften it by saying he said this about other players?
I think he knew what he was going to. I have to think a person at that type of seniority and where you are in the organization, that everything that comes out of your mouth is kind of thought out.
Mm.
And you're not just going to say something stupid.
I don't think in his case that's true.
About this whole thing, and maybe he's better on the business end. I don't know. It's been reported that people are happy with him with the whole expansion there with the marketplace and all that. And maybe you need football guy then to handle the football part of it.
Or maybe let the general manager run the show like you've done the last 30 years before Mark took over. Yeah.
Yes. I'm all in favor of, because I was wondering, do you have access to the board or board members? And I know they probably won't go on the record, but are they happy with what's happening right
now? Great question.
Is anybody going,
Hey.
Great question. Hey, before we let you go, John, Walleye Weekend, was this last weekend or is that coming up?
I don't know. See, I'm not from Fond du Lac. I was in Sheboygan last time we talked, and you were coming out, and you were going to hold me that you had good weather in Sheboygan because you were visiting
Sheboygan
on a Sunday.
Guy. You nailed it. The weather was fantastic in Sheboygan. There was actually a little home talent game going on as our Little League game was going on, so it was a fantastic weekend up in Sheboygan.
You just never know where John's going to be.
It was in Cleveland, actually. We were in Cleveland, which is close to Sheboygan.
I love you guys.
Right on the Cuyahoga River. Two good things from John that we will hold over to the start of the 10 a.m. hour. Do you think the executive committee and the board of directors feel good about this sort of thing?
They
don't. Especially when Mark speaks publicly.
I can't imagine.
And John said that you assume someone in that role, everything they say is thought out. I don't believe that to be the case either. We'll talk more about that. We'll take your calls to start the 10 a.m. hour, 844-770-3776. If you're on hold on our 12 phone lines, stay there. We'll get to you to kick off the 10 a.m. hour of Wilde and Tausch.